Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu hasn't even formed a government yet after his victory in Israel's election this week, but he's already walking back some of the comments he made in the final days before the vote when he thought he was losing. On Monday, the day before the vote, he said if he was reelected, there would be no Palestinian state, no two-state solution. But in an interview yesterday with NBC's Andrea Mitchell, Netanyahu said this.
I don't want a one-state solution. I want a sustainable, peaceful two-state solution, but for that, circumstances have to change.
So what now for Israel and the Palestinians? Dov Waxman is a professor of political science, international affairs, and Israel studies at Northeastern University. He's co-director of the school's Middle East Center. Dov Waxman, welcome.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Well, what is your reaction to what we're hearing, this flip-flop from Netanyahu, and how quickly he reversed his position?
Well, I don't see this as such a dramatic change in his position as it's been presented, in fact. I think if you followed Netanyahu's comments over the last few years, as I've done, it's clear that he's never been enthusiastic about the creation of a Palestinian state anytime soon. In principle, he supports the creation of such a state. But he's always pointed to the great dangers of establishing a state. And more importantly, he's done absolutely nothing to really advance that. So I don't see this as a dramatic change in his position so much. He's maybe been a little bit more explicit than he's been in the past, but it's always been clear that Netanyahu has never been much of a fan of establishing a Palestinian state in the foreseeable future, and really he's just reiterated his reluctance to do so.
But what about that statement before the election when he said, if I'm reelected, there's not going to be a two-state solution?
Well, I think, you know, clearly in the short term, there was a lot of political opportunism. He was desperate. He was trying to mobilize his base. And this was really in particular to settlers. And he really was appealing to the settlers, and many of whom in much greater numbers voted for him in this election than in the last
election. But aren't they going to be then unhappy if he doesn't carry through on that? If now what he's saying now, which is, well, actually, I am open to the idea, if it is the way that we want it to be, of a two-state solution, wouldn't these people who went out and voted for him thinking that he was adamantly against the idea, aren't they going to be unhappy?
Well, I think they knew beforehand that he wasn't supportive of Palestinian state. Yeah. I mean, the fact of the matter is, since his entry into politics in the early 1990s, Netanyahu has always been on record as being hawkish and as being very suspicious of Palestinian intentions. So despite what he's said to international audiences, nobody, certainly not Israelis, have really believed that he's a firm believer in a Palestinian state. I don't think the Obama administration believed this before his comments before the election day. And this really just confirms the suspicions that have long been held about him.
What about the Palestinians and how they are going to react to his reelection? Our colleague at NPR, Steve Inskeep, spoke with the chief Palestinian negotiator, Saab Erekat, on Morning Edition today and asked him if he thought there was any potential benefit to Palestinians in Netanyahu's reelection. Here's what Saab Erekat said.
You know, before the elections, I was also asked, and my answer was, I hope and pray that the Israelis will choose a government that will make peace with me, that will be my neighbor and not my occupier. I think Netanyahu is determined to be my occupier.
Where does the peace process go from here?
Well, nowhere, essentially. I mean, the peace process has really been dead even before this election. This election has just confirmed the fact that there's really no possibility of resurrecting a peace process under Netanyahu. The Palestinian Authority had already all but given up on a peace process. They'd already been pursuing what they call the diplomatic intifada to try to pressure Israel through international forums. This election is going to reinforce that tendency and, in fact, facilitate it, because it's going to allow Palestinians to make the case to the international community, as they've already done, that there is no Israeli partner. So I think the peace process is over, and what we're going to see instead is a heightened confrontation, hopefully just in the diplomatic realm and not on the ground in Israel and the West Bank, between Israel and the Palestinians, which is obviously going to put the Obama administration in a very tight spot.
Well, let's talk about the Obama administration. What does this mean for the relationship between Israel and the U.S.?
Well, it doesn't bode well for that relationship in general. I mean, we know that Obama and Netanyahu personally have a very, very negative relationship. And I think there's really no prospect for that relationship, the personal relationship, to be improved. The underlying relationship remains strong, particularly in the defense area, in the defense and security. But I think we're going to see repeated tensions. Obviously, the first big confrontation to come up is going to be over the Iran nuclear deal.
Do you think Netanyahu's going to stick his neck out again on that and opine about it? Yes.
Absolutely. He feels vindicated. He feels that his gambit of going to Congress paid off. He feels that the Israeli public are fully behind him. I think this is only going to put wind in his sails, so to speak, and embolden him to be even more outspoken in his opposition to an Iranian
deal. But can he sink a deal?
He cannot sink a deal. He is going to make a lot of noise about it. He's going to try his best to mobilize congressional opposition. But if this president is determined to make a deal with Iran, he will make a deal with Iran. So I don't think Netanyahu can block that. But it's going to continue to undermine the relationship with the United States. And then further down the road, we're going to see confrontations over the Palestinian issue as well.
Dov Waxman, professor of political science, international affairs, and Israel studies at Northeastern University. He's co-director of the school's Middle East Center, talking with us after a big week in Israel and a big week for Prime Minister Netanyahu. Dov Waxman, thank you.
Thank you very much.